I think deep down inside, nobody's really a relativist. Leonard Pitts's article is very moralistic. In other words, when he is chiding these closet homosexuals for not coming out, he is actually faulting them morally for not being true to themselves. Now, if relativism were really true and these people were very thoroughgoing in their convictions of relativism, they couldn't chide people for not coming out. They couldn't object morally about those who object morally to homosexuality. I mean, that's what relativism really requires. It requires utter and complete neutrality. So there is a kind of morality, an alternate morality that is being expressed here. But I think there's this relativistic impulse that, of course, allows them the comfort, at least, of railing against traditional morality as if they were relativists, but they're not, because they just offer an alternate morality and are objectivists about that.